Welcome to the Questionable Podcast. Today I'm giving you a postscript on co-creation and diving a little bit deeper into understanding that creation point and the three pieces of that and how we need to move from wishes and faithless prayers to that anticipation and faithful prayers. Let's get to it. Today is a little bit of a addendum, an addition, a PS on an episode I did a little while ago about fantasy and dreams and talking about how that is the hardest part of co-creation, of manifesting, of going from the fantasy to the anticipation, which is about acknowledging and being in the place of, I know it's going to happen. That is a hard part for us as humans to allow and accept. If you haven't listened to that episode, I recommend it. I think it was like 3 or 4 episodes ago. But the addendum or the little postscript I want to add to this is about the wishes and faithless prayers. Pretty sure that's what I titled this episode, right? And understanding that when you're in the fantasy, when you're in the dream, when you are wishing, and for a lot of people, this is how we pray. You're praying without the faith behind it. You're praying and asking and wishing and hoping blindly and without actual belief or traction, grit, support. You're not even supporting yourself in what you are asking for or what you are hoping for or wishing would happen. Because the foundation of what needs to be behind this, when you have a wish, when you have a dream, when you have a desire, when you have something you are praying for, that piece of knowing it will happen and getting to the anticipation, I think there's a little bit of a bridge that we need to understand of how do you get there. And I talked about that in the last episode. But the piece or the undercurrent that is under that transition from fantasy to anticipation, from blindly wishing, from faithless prayers to faithful prayers, is understanding that God is the one that makes it possible. He makes it so that it is possible. It's with God, universe, source, whatever you choose to call it. That is what makes everything possible. Not just your infinite desires, your sun standstill prayers, your massive dreams and quantum leaps, but even the little things of like, let me find a good parking spot today, or allow my timing to be perfect today when I go to drive into town to run errands. Allow me to avoid the accidents along the way. Help me to figure out what to eat right now. What exercise am I going to do? Like, all of the things are made possible because of God, because of source, universe. God makes it so that it is possible. But you have to choose it. You have to allow it. You have to do it. You have to accept it. Without those two parts, you cannot shift from fantasy to anticipation. You will not shift from dreaming, wishing, and hoping to manifesting and creating. The understanding of what or who makes it so that it is possible. A lot of people get excited about that. If you only have that part, all things are possible through Christ who strengthens me. Universe is capable of absolutely anything and everything. There are limitless possibilities. Of course, that's an option. Of course, it can work out that way. The universe is on my side. I've got my guides and guardians. They will do it. They will provide it. God's going to do all this for me. God's capable of absolutely anything. He is infinitely strengthened and possible. It's infinite possibilities, more than I could ever even ask for. We get stuck there. That's the fantasy part. God makes it so that it is possible. It could happen. It absolutely can be that way. But is that bridge between the fantasy and anticipation. I 100% believe that God can do anything, that absolutely anything in any moment can happen. There are infinite possibilities for anything and everything that I could possibly wish for, ask for, hope for, dream for, pray for. Anything is truly possible. But I have to do my part. I have to choose it. I have to make the changes. I have to allow it. I have to do it. I have to accept it. That moves you into knowing it will happen. The action piece is our part. God's going to save my marriage. Let's say that's what you're praying for, right? This is an example a lot of people can relate to. My marriage, my relationship, anything is possible. God can turn, change my husband's heart. Change our relationship. Make it so that he loves me. Bring him back to me. There's a lot of things that I'm the one to take care of, that I'm the one that needs to do to make that happen. I'm going to need to do some growth within myself. I'm going to need to take some action because maybe he left because he can't stand the way, I don't know, some of your habits. Can't stand how you're so negative all the time. I need to make the choice to change my mindset, my approach, how I think, if I want that relationship to work. If I want there to be space and room for something to come back, something for anything to come in, because I don't want what I had. I want something new, right? It's not about like, oh, bring this relationship back to me, bring this job back to me, bring this money to me. It's I do not want what I had because what I had ended up leaving. What I had wasn't great. What I had wasn't working clearly because it's not here anymore. It's a problem right now. It's a struggle right now. I want something new. I got to create the space for that. I got to do the things that allow myself to be the correct container for that, the correct vessel for that, the correct environment for that thing to come back into, that it wants to be into, that it can connect with. I have to choose to receive it. I have to choose to allow it. I have to choose to believe it. I have to do the things for it. I have to accept it. The part that I have to play. All things are possible through Christ. God makes it so that it is possible. The universe has infinite possibilities. But I have five parts that I need to take care of. Mental, spiritual, energetic, emotional, physical. My shit, I have to take care of. It is through those two things. It is in that but, in that bridge, in that connection that you move from the fantasy to the anticipation, from blindly believing, from faithless prayers into faithful prayers, into true belief, from wishing and blind faith and hoping to knowing it's going to happen. That but is that manifestation point, that creation point. It is the combination of a higher power, of source, of spiritual, of God, and you as the human being that you are. That's the point. That's the point. Do you get it? It's not just acknowledging that, oh, that's the creation point. That's the part where we both connect. That's the point of everything. That's the point of this relationship. That's the point of being alive as a human being right now, being a spiritual being within a physical vessel, being the passenger in the vehicle. That's the point. That three-letter word, the but. How powerful that is, what it means, how it combines these two things, that if I don't have both, this isn't going to work. If I don't understand that God makes it so that it is possible, and I also have my own shit to take care of and to deal with and to do, if I don't understand it takes both, then it's not going to happen. And it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a very weird, wonky experience and crazy ass ride through life. Life is crazy enough as it is. I don't need to do things to make it even worse. So my question for today is, which part of that? There's three parts, right? There's the first part, God makes it so that it is possible. There's the second half of it, which is you have to choose it. You have to allow it, do it, accept it, right? Your five parts: physical, mental, spiritual, energetic, emotional. And then there's that middle part, the but. Which part of that do you need to do some work on? Is it your half, your part, your five bodies, your five parts, your five pieces? Are there things there that you need to work on, that you need to understand, that you need to dive into? Is it the faith of what's possible through the universe, of how it is possible through God, of what that really means, how supported we are, how infinite it is, how it really works? Or is it that middle piece? Is it the but? Is it the understanding that you need both, that you cannot live with just one, that one doesn't work without the other? Is that combination, is that connection point, creation point, that bridge, that but where you need to do your work? Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Questionable Podcast. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Follow along so you're updated whenever there's a new episode. And follow me on Instagram at rebel.rose.life. There's a lot of other content and information available over there, and that is the best place to reach me when you have questions of your own or comments about content and things that are going on in your life. I love to hear from you. I'll talk to you soon.